Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Demeter, who is chasing the ball. Will reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Will scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Moon. Averill reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Larker moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker scores. Howard moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sherry strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi strikes out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drysdale fires to first and picks off Averill. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Will hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Rakow now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Will is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Larker moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sherry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. John Rosboro pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Mo Thacker now catching. Don Elston now pitching. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Rosboro reaches second base with a double. Wills goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Cubs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Thacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Larker bunts towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Moon moves to second. 1 out. Don Zimmer now playing left field. Mark Freeman now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Freeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Freeman moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Will takes first base on ball 4. Freeman moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freeman scores. Ashburn moves to third. Will moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Clem Labine now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Will scores. Banks moves to second. It's 10-6, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Maury Wills. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Dodgers 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing shortstop. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Clem Labine. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilliam hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Cubs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larker for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Demeter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 8. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.